This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live, the Saturday edition of the program. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up anything that you want. We always bring stuff to the table that you might find interesting, though. What is that noise? Oh, okay, something. Okay, I see what that is. That is the advertisement from Aero Mexico that we didn't get to play on the air last night. Vincent, hey, dude.
Hey, man. Hey, buddy.
You're going to be pulling a long shift here tonight. You're going to be on Off the Air Live later on after 10 p.m. Eastern at LRN.FM. And you're sitting in here tonight as Chris and Daryl weren't apparently able to make it. Of course, your calls come first. If you dial in toll-free, you can join us here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It was last night that you and I, Vincent, were discussing Donald Trump, of course. It's 2 weeks.
Have you talked about him every night since VLI or
no,
since the inauguration?
Not every night, but a lot of the nights.
A lot of the nights.
It's been a lot of Trump talk, and that's unusual for Free Talk Live. Normally, we don't focus on the president, whoever it happens to be, and we've been doing the show through three of them now, so Bush and Barack Obama and Donald Trump. And just, you know, politics are kind of, I just hate the name dropping of most of the political talk shows out there. It's just so annoying to me. It's, I don't know how much talk radio you get a chance to listen to.
A decent amount. But when I name drop, like I did a lot, I just use that as a source, right? If someone asked, because, you know, I listened to the radio show and I did it as a source.
Well, what I mean by that is, like, your typical talk radio show you tune into, and it's the host blathering on about his political preferences, you know, the party that he likes, and all these different names of these politicians that he considers to be so important that I don't consider to be important at all. I consider them to be, you know, thugs. That's the way I look at politicians. And it doesn't matter to me whether they're Democrats or Republicans. You can join us, of course, here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and our Skype username is LRN.FM. So here's the advertisement that Aero Mexico had put on the air. I don't know where they're buying the ads. Presumably it's running during, during U.S. programming in the United States, because it definitely seems to be focused on that. So here it is.
Good at the come of them.
Oh, hang on. Let me start again. Here we go.
Borders. Has anything good ever come of them? Separation. Limits. I've seen as many as mankind has been able to create. Invisible borders. Human. Between men and women. Between the thin and the fat. Between those who make decisions and those who abide by them, I've seen borders formed by hate, for speaking a different language, for kissing other men, or simply because somebody didn't want anything to do with the one next door. Borders in the name of God, of the Lord. Borders. On land, they can maintain distances. But in the sky, they don't exist.
And that's the advertisement.
Excuse me. I have a job to do.
That's the advertisement from Aero Mexico, as posted to YouTube, talking about borders and, you know, what is the use of these things. Are they actually benefiting people, or are they just keeping people apart? And then they break it down further to not just talking about, you know, national borders, but talking about sort of these divisions between groups of people, you know, mentioning homosexuality or being skinny or fat or whatever. And Vincent, you're fresh out of school, I mean high school at least, you're in college now. Certainly a lot of these things that I remember when I was in school, there were definitely divisions between people, the cliques, as they're called, the cliques of people who, you know, over here there's the jocks, over here there's the, you know, the goths or whatever they are now. I don't know if, what the breakdowns are these days. Emo, I've heard that's a newer thing.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not like Mean Girls. Have you ever saw that? I think it's like
yeah, a long time ago. Yeah,
so it's not as clear cut. You know, it's not. I think 21 Jump Street really portrayed how high school, or at least back, you know, back when I was in high school.
You mean the original 21 Jump Street?
No, the new movie with you know, the new movie, because you know it has the character who, but one of the main characters was a jock in high school. And he tries to act as if it was back in the 90s or 80s in high school. And then he's like, oh, yeah, all the sports kids are the cool kids. And like, oh, no, it's the weird, nerdy theater kid. And, you know, it's not everywhere. But yeah, so it's not so much as similar. It's really muddled, right? Because different groups of people would hang out and stuff like that. And
did that ever break down for you? Because when I was in high school, it started to change toward the end of the high school year. Like, people were pretty nasty towards one another and, you know, very separate in their groups early on. But then as the senior year approached and during senior year, it seemed like those walls seemed to break down. Did you have an experience like that?
So this probably will give a big insight into my psyche and some of my political statements I'll make tonight. But in a way, I sort of wish it was like that, because
you wish it was like that, or that?
Because, you know, everyone had, back the way I thought of it when I was in high school, and even in middle school and elementary school, was like, you know, how it showed on television and such. And so everyone had a group they belonged to. Even the outcasts had a group. And so when I was going to school, and in from elementary school and middle school and things, there was more or less a giant blob of people, like 90%, a collective of people who would all get together. And they, you know, it was like, I think a collective was good, the normies, as we called, the normal people. And, you know, and the people who didn't fit into that, it was very difficult.
Now, where were you? Were you one of the ones who didn't fit into that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't. And, you know, I know that's cliche. Everyone says, oh, I don't fit in. But, yeah, I literally didn't. And, it's damaging, right? We're a social species. And then eventually, me and, you know, the other people who didn't fit in, it was hard to make a group because, you know, we all had our different things. We all just wanted to sit in our basements and play video games and stuff. But eventually we did find ourselves a group, and it was just through the sheer effort. I think it's just like the whole conformity, right? Because the people who wouldn't conform. And it wasn't, you know, some people would say, oh, well, that's good, right? There's always going to be some outliers. But no, because this kid who didn't conform, I remember he committed suicide. And this was in junior year, and all the people who conformed, right, the normies, right, the 90% blob, they all freaked out because somewhere in their psyche they said, oh, God, this is partially our fault because we didn't include him. Because everyone was like, oh, I remember him, but no one really talked to him. I knew this guy a little bit. He had closer friends, but like all these people freaking out, aside from his closest friends and family and relatives in the school, they didn't know him. They didn't care. Anyone outside of her circle, they didn't care, but they all cried because that's what you're supposed to do, and that's how you would get out of class. And I got upset a little later on, but I realized, and it just made me sick because I'm like, look, you people, you don't care. Whoever's not trendy, whoever's not cool, you know, whoever's not relevant to you or your social life, you just cast out, you treat like garbage, and then when we're gone, when they finally just get sick of it all, you pretend like you cared. And that, you know, that really gave a lot of insight into, you know, how normal people think. But
so can you relate then to this advertisement from Aeromexico?
Oh, absolutely not.
Where they're talking about, you know, these artificial, arbitrary borders put up between not just countries, but also individuals. You can't relate that. You can't draw.
That's
one
called,
to another?
Well, one is it's by a company that wants to make money, right? If I wanted if I wanted to park my trailer on their runway, borders would suddenly matter. I don't own a trailer. I wish I did, because that'd be more net worth.
Uh-huh.
But they would suddenly care about borders, right? It's called marketing. It's called unicorn poop. Because this is something, oh, everyone, it's like...
Just because a company is interested in making money doesn't mean that what they're saying isn't worth hearing.
Well, no. Everything is worth... To a certain extent, everything is worth hearing once in my book. But, no, this is what they're saying is not it. Because they, you know, this wasn't old, right? This isn't a new advertisement,
this
right?
Is,
this was before the election.
I guess you're right. It is pre. So this was May 23rd.
Yeah.
Last year.
Wait, which YouTube channel... That posted it, because the one you posted on your Facebook was from like 20.
Is on Latino Rebels.
Okay, that's it. So that's the one
channel.
I saw also. So that was before Trump even won the primary, I believe.
Well, that's true. That's I don't know. I don't know about that.
Yeah, that's May. Yeah, that's before. Oh, yeah, that's before the GOP.
That's after the primary, isn't it? Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Regardless, let's talk about the borders here, and you can share your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step two, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step three, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
Paid military spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Your thoughts on the Aeromexico advertisement that... It says here it's in response to Donald Trump, but you know it doesn't mention him by name. And you pointed out that I didn't even realize this, Vincent. I saw this on social media, and I didn't even check the date. It actually came out last year. But nonetheless, I think the message is still relevant. We'll continue with it here in moments. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Now, healthcare is pretty messed up in the United States, and don't expect the government to fix it for you. You've got to take matters into your own hands, and if you want to avoid insurance, well, there are other options, and one of them is HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They call themselves a free market healthcare company, and they give you a proactive health assessment daily and no charge, 24-hour access to doctors, including traditional integrative chiropractic acupuncture and massage. In addition, you get a medical information card to give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want. You can check them out now over at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. You'll love the service and the price at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. With you tonight is Ian.
And Vincent.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Then we'll talk. We've been talking about this advertisement. It's about a minute long from Aero Mexico that discusses the uselessness of borders. Really, what is it that is the point? Are they going to actually somehow benefit the country as Donald Trump suggested? I don't believe that for a moment, and the history, I think, suggests that the opposite is true, that locking down borders restricts the flow of people, it restricts the flow of products, and therefore you restrict freedom. And if you restrict freedom, then you shouldn't be surprised when your economy suffers. Let's go to Jason, listening in Newport News, Virginia, to WNIS. Hey, Jason.
Thanks for having me.
Sure.
This isn't specifically about the advertisement, but it's all correlated. I'm a libertarian, but I don't necessarily support free and open borders in the current climate that we live in. My point is, I think if you were to get rid of the welfare state, the entitlements that we had, and also, stop creating refugees, the whole Muslim ban, borders. When we set up coups and, get rid of Gaddafi or, the Syrian president, there's a vacuum for power,
and sure.
Just basically, that's what's going to happen. So you're going to have these two factions fighting for power. And in the collateral, you're going to have refugees created by this civil war. So we're essentially creating a refugee crisis, a border crisis, through these two means.
That's a good point.
So I think we can. I'm not, and to stop the conservatives, I don't think that we, should have to pay in blood for what we've done. But I think we should, worry about our own at home. If you've got, so many million veterans home, there are people starving on the streets here. I think we should, help our own.
Well, I don't agree that people are starving in the United States, but certainly you should help people nearby sooner rather than, helping people around the world. And further, of course, invading countries around the world is anything but helping. As you've pointed out, it's actually creating animosity. It's making people angry. You're destroying the military is destroying people's lives. They're destroying houses. And so, of course, people are going to be mad about that. And so, yeah, I think that's a sensible suggestion. And I don't know why anybody would oppose it besides this fear-mongering of, well, terrorism, we've got to stop terrorism. And, of course, that means that there's no limit to the size of the federal government. If that's what the mission is this war on terror, which George Bush started, it's never going to end because terror is this kind of nebulous threat that kind of hangs out there. It's not like a typical, like a threat from decades ago where you could look at the Chinese or the Russian army and you knew what the size of it was and, generally, and you know, they all wear the uniform, so it's easy to identify them. And, it was a completely different, fighting wars in the past was completely different than this war on terror. There's never going to be an end to it because every time you crush one terrorist operation, another one pops up in its place.
And you bring up an interesting point about the government creating this. I remember back when Libya, between the rise of ISIS and when Libya was bombed by NATO, and Gaddafi warned the West. He said, "If you take me down, there's nothing stopping all these refugees from Africa and the Middle East into flowing and invading, or migrants, not refugees, migrants invading Europe. And so he got taken down, and I remember people saying, oh, well, it's good we have all these migrants coming into Germany because there aren't enough people working now, and these migrants will pay all the old people's they'll pay their pensions, pay their salaries, and also they need cheap labor to work in German manufacturing plants. And so if you think about it, and these were politicians saying it at the time also. So if you, and you know, at the time I didn't put two and two together. These people who didn't, they, you know, for cheap labor, and then also in same in, you know, in the U.S. of Mexico. But these people, these globalists, I like to call them, you know, whatever people want, they created the crisis and they benefit from it.
Absolutely. And then you have people like Senator John McCain who, you know, go over there and pick sides and say, hey, we should arm these rebels with, and I believe this is very early on in the conflict, with, you know, and I'm sure they have their own intelligence as to what's going on, but, you know, we don't really know who these people are to say that we should arm one side or another. And then to he wants to go back and arm Vietnam. It sounds like more like an arms dealer than a representative of our country, to be honest with you.
There's a picture of John McCain. Good points. There's a picture of John McCain with some of these, you know, back a while, I don't know how many years ago or even months ago, with a group of Middle Eastern rebels. And then now today, for some of the biggest terrorists in the region. Yeah, absolutely.
It reminds me of the old picture of, was it Donald Rumsfeld shaking hands with Saddam Hussein from the early 1980s?
Yeah, exactly. It's exactly like that. And, you know, you see people, and I think even, I remember in the early days of campaign, even, I think it was Donald Trump, I forget who mentioned it, they say, when you see all these ISIS, you know, in their caravans, right? They all have American trucks because they have American trucks. They have American weapons. I saw a video of ISIS fighters, right? This is on the ISIS News Network or whatever. There's a U.S. airdrop to quote-unquote Syrian rebels, and a bunch of ISIS fighters take all the weaponry. And you even have...
There's also, you know, kind of the conspiracy theory that ISIS is basically a front group put forward by the CIA just to give the U.S. government an enemy, to give them, you know, a bad guy to go after, some sort of boogeyman.
Yeah.
Keep people afraid.
Yeah, actually, I guess front group is a decent. And, you know, you had back before ISIS even came up, I remember, I think it was Colonel Schaefer or one of these, you know, you had some Air Force pilots stood down because they wanted to create a no-fly zone over Syria. And these pilots who had decent intelligence said, we're not going to be Al-Qaeda's Air Force. We're not going to be providing air support for the people we've been fighting for the past 10 years. And then magically Al-Qaeda disappeared and then something in
its
place.
Well, Al-Qaeda's back. I mean, they're still around.
Well, there's group or splinter groups. Yeah. But what I'm getting
now
at is
ISIS is worse.
Yeah, Al-Qaeda morphed, they changed their name to ISIS as part of a PSYOP program just to confuse people in the U.S.
Jason, any other thoughts? Go ahead, quick.
No, I think I've seen the video that you're actually referring to where we've dropped supplies to ISIS and they've snatched up. And it's entirely plausible that ISIS could be a manufactured sentinel of the CIA. They did it with the Al-Qaeda, so why wouldn't it be Al-Qaeda 2.0?
Yeah, why would they change their game if this one's working? Hey, thanks for the call, Jason. I appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us on this live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the program. You may dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Vincent.
Our Skype username is lrn.fm. So you can reach out to us there if you want. You'll sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with us if you connect on Skype. So, want to let you know about Jax. It's the official wallet of Free Talk Live. What kind of wallet? Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. It actually holds multiple different cryptos, and it's free. So you can go and download it at jaxx.io or your Google or Apple App Store. There's actually Shapeshift integration right there in the wallet, which means you can easily exchange between cryptocurrencies. So if you want to transfer from Bitcoin into, let's say, Ether, you can easily do that, or Dash, or some of the other ones that it can hold. You can do that easily with Jax, jaxx.io. And it's easy to back up your wallet and recover funds with Jax, and they're striving to give you command over your digital life. It's coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. That's the vision for the future for Jax, your digital command center in the palm of your hand. It's Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live at jaxx.io. So we go to your calls and thoughts, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. You know, are borders everything they're cracked up to be, or are they just yet another aspect of the ever-growing police state? Let's go to Carter in Noblesville, Indiana. Carter, how are you listening to the show tonight, by the way?
Via phone. I did call in.
All right, welcome.
I was actually wanting to kind of continue the conversation about ISIS and terrorism.
Sure.
I was curious. I wanted to hear your guys' opinion on something. So everybody knows, obviously, that Syria is a big mess right now. I mean, Russia is involved, Iran's involved, United States. Everybody has their hands in it. It's a big proxy war. So I would say I wanted to know if you guys thought that it would be reasonable for the United States to actually go into Syria and fight a war, and do you think we should do that or not?
Absolutely not. It's never a good idea to go to war, especially in a place that's not your own land. I mean, it's one thing to defend your own property. It's another thing to go and mess in somebody else's conflict. And we've seen historically that the United States has gotten involved in plenty of world conflicts. And ultimately, you know, more people died than otherwise would have, especially people from the United States dying than otherwise would have been necessary. And, you know, the way I see it is if you feel strongly about what's going on in Syria, then go sign up and, you know, sign up with some military that's over there and go join up and, you know, go have fun. But I'm not interested in supporting it. Vincent, what about you?
I think, isn't that illegal to sign up and go for, as a
U.S. citizen? It's illegal to support terrorists, right? Terrorists. So you could go and join, like, the
Kurds?
No. But I'm just thinking, like, what's the old French organization? The Legion?
Oh, you have to be, like, a hardcore operator to join the French Foreign Legion. So.
But what I'm saying
I get what you're saying. It's just very difficult.
As long as you're joining up some organization that's not on the enemy's list of the United States, then the U.S. won't prosecute you, as I understand it.
So I think while I haven't really looked into what exactly, I don't know if we're still doing, but anyways, while we have assets there, I don't think we should escalate it because both Russia and Iran are escalating it. I think we've been inhibiting the war from being fought because, you know, the U.S. government would support the U.S. government would support these moderate rebels, and then in the end it turns out they were giving that equipment to ISIS, or they were actually ISIS themselves. Even the moderate rebels are, a lot of them are the real, like, moderate ones that aren't total pieces of garbage. They got killed by ISIS a long time ago. Even in, like, PBS documentaries, I'd see, like, all these rebel leaders being killed by ISIS, kidnapped by ISIS. And so, while we have assets there, I think whatever, like, you know, if we have, I don't know what assets we have there, but, you know.
Well, pull them out. I disagree.
I think to just stop going after the Assad regime, because they're very good at, you know, they're getting back. I think Aleppo has been won, or it's very close. The siege is coming to an end. Let Russia escalate. I don't think the U.S. should have boots on the ground. Whatever we're still doing.
Well, then why keep anything there?
Well, to you know, to finish the job.
No, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, it was our and you know,
they've been finishing that damn job forever.
This is my personal opinion. Yeah, but that's because we had a bunch of, you know, the government was corrupt. We had these globalists running it because they were.
Oh, the government's not corrupt now? Is that what you're
telling me? You know, now that you have actually, and I find Mattis to have integrity. I find Donald Trump to have integrity.
Well, just wait.
So
we've got
to
prove you wrong.
So we have to finish the job. I don't think we should escalate it like in Vietnam, but because Russia's doing that themselves, I think we should at least now just start focusing on ISIS.
Carter, what do you think?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, I agree with a lot of what you guys are saying. I do think that I understand the whole point of that it is kind of stupid to get into a war. Especially a war that we already know is kind of probably going to end messy. I mean, Iraq's living proof of that. But at the same time, personally, I have watched videos that ISIS has put out, and just recently, with
they're horrifying.
I actually swore into the Marines, and so I'm not a Marine yet, but I am a police in waiting, so I'm waiting to go to boot camp. But I've seen it, and I absolutely hate what they are doing, and I think, you know, I don't know if it'd make more of a mess, but just something inside of me is telling me, like, you know, you need to do something about this. Like, this isn't right. Like, what they're doing is wrong. Somebody needs to stop it, and I feel like I needed to take that place and be able to stand there and do it.
It's very noble.
So, but aren't you worried, though, that you're just going to make things worse? I mean, looking at the what, you know, Vincent was talking about before, how Al-Qaeda being displaced ultimately made room for ISIS, and
they weren't displaced. They became ISIS. They just changed their name because they were the international boogeymen at that point.
I mean, aren't you worried, though? I mean, but to some extent, they're even more extreme now, right? So it's not like they are.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're the worst of the worst of the region.
ISIS is the worst I've seen. And, you know, the videos you were talking about, Carter, are absolutely horrifying. So, I mean, I understand why those would be motivational, but, you know, do you see that maybe
sort of lowering yourself to their level, using violence as your tool, is ultimately going to create blowback. It's going to create exactly more of what it is you're trying to fight against.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that part, and I have thought about it a lot. I mean, since I went to MEPS, which is Medical Entry Processing Station for the Marine and all the other branches, and I put my right hand up and I swore in, I've definitely thought about it a lot. I mean, I've always worried about maybe making the situation worse over there and maybe making people's situations worse. But I mean, I've watched a lot of these documentaries about these rebels and all these different groups that are fighting against ISIS. And to me, it seems like, you know, I can understand we're already bombing the heck out of them. I mean, we're already there. We have special operations there. And my thought process is that, you know, hopefully if we can just send a pushing force, you know, maybe I'm not saying we're going to completely eradicate them because you can't completely eradicate terrorism, but maybe we could do it right this time. Maybe we could try to stabilize the region.
I suspect you're going to be proven wrong,
well,
but
now,
I do wish you the best of luck, Carter, and I hope you make it through it. Thanks for the call tonight, and I hope you make it through it sane. Let's talk to Karen. She's in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Karen.
Hi. I was calling in regards to the topic on open borders, and I just wanted to, you know, just give my opinion on that. I think of countries or this country as a home, you know, and just like my own home, a house, it has borders, it has a wall, and as much as we would want to trust, you know, your neighbors, we can't always trust our neighbors. You don't know who, you know, everybody's intention.
Mm.
And so that's one reason why we have my house, you know, just the physical house that I live in. We have walls, we have doors, you know, we have locks, and it's for security.
Yeah.
And so when I
this
think
is an analogy that we're very familiar with. People tend to call with this, you know, pretty much every other week here on Free Talk Live. It's pretty common. So let me address that, if you don't mind, before you go on. The big difference here between your house and the border is your house is actually your property.
The U.S. is like a public trust of taxpayer funder money. Has anyone ever said that to you on here before?
I don't know. We can get into that here in a moment, but I want to address the house objection here. So hang on, Karen. We can continue the discussion in moments. But if indeed it is the house, well, then why shouldn't I be able to bring people into my house that I want to bring in? You know, you can keep people out of your house. That's fine. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. While the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now, there's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A+ rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll-free here live, Saturday edition continuing. We've got time for you. If you want to join us at 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, and of course you can take control of the airwaves, but borders are once again the topic of discussion here tonight, given that there's still a lot going on in the realm of this Trump travel ban, which has now been halted, as we learned last night. And by the way, Chris Reitman joining us. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how are we doing?
Good to have you here. So, you know, as you may recall, a week ago, it was last Friday night, so not last night, but the Friday previous, Trump issued this order that banned people from 7 countries from coming into the United States. Mm-hmm. There was an initial court order that put a stay on that. Yesterday, there was one federal court, that ruled that the stay should not continue, so it was supposed to expire, I believe, today. But then another court, just a couple hours after that, ruled that the entire travel ban should be stayed nationwide for I'm not sure what period of time.
Right.
So it is, it's on hold now. And
the president tweeted about that today, I believe.
He?
Yeah, yeah, saying he's going to do some, he's going to fight.
They're
that
fighting
stay.
It, yeah. The Department of Justice is planning an appeal.
Put a stay on the stay, I think that's how he called it or something.
Well, they're going to have to go to court on this one.
Oh, yeah.
So the Department of Justice is planning to take that to court. And, you know, we're going to keep you up to date here on that as it goes on. But that led to a, you know, discussion. We actually played a commercial from Aero Mexico, sort of attacking the idea of borders in general. And Karen in Virginia is on the line saying that borders are like a house. She says that the national borders, you should think of them like your house's borders. But you can't do that, Karen, because your house is a piece of property that you have control over, at least in theory. Of course, we want to get in great detail. Really, the government owns your house because if you don't pay property taxes, they'll take it from you.
There
but,
you go.
You know, in theory, you own that property and you have the right to do with it what you want. If you want to build called a fence. You can do that. If you want to put a moat around it, you can do that. But the national borders are, in a lot of cases, what's considered public property, and that leads us to what's called the tragedy of the commons, where you're constantly in a struggle, if you will, with other people who have different ideas about how to handle those particular borders. And so, you know, drawing that analogy isn't quite apt. Go ahead with your thoughts, though, Karen.
Right, but, you know, and the reason why I choose that analogy is to point out the fact that security is very, very important. And so just as your home, you want to secure it, your country, you want to secure it, you have, again, you have people, we want to believe that all our neighbors are going to be friendly and kind to us, but there are people that don't agree with you. And there, and so in this world, there are people, we have enemies, people that don't agree with you. And so you
just because someone doesn't agree with me doesn't make them my enemy. I just like to point that out.
Exactly. But I go as far as speaking in regards to enemies. So you have people that don't agree with you and also would want to harm you. And
yeah,
so
they usually are calling themselves the government, in my experience.
Well, I'm not talking about the government. I'm not talking about...
Well, they want to harm you. If you don't pay them, they'll hurt you.
But I'm speaking of other countries right now and people of the countries that may not like you.
So I should be more afraid of this nebulous mob of people in other countries who've never done a thing to threaten me directly, as opposed to the government people who absolutely are threatening peaceful people around me, including me, on a regular basis. I'm not supposed to be concerned about them. I'm supposed to be concerned about the other outside of the United States.
I'll just add this. It's not a problem in the U.S., but in Canada that I know of, particularly British Columbia, they have so many Chinese spies, right? Spies on behalf of... There are a lot of Chinese nationals and, you know, Chinese immigrants in British Columbia. And
West Coast in general.
Yeah, yeah. And so, well, there's nowhere is habitable aside from British Columbia, but... And
so what are they spying on exactly?
The Canadian government. They have a lot of people. They go in, commit, you know, economic espionage.
Yeah, but what is the Canadian government doing worth spying on?
Well, it's economic espionage, you know, corporate espionage, all kinds of things. They catch a bunch of them.
They
have
big country, big companies up there too.
Yes, it's a decent economy. It depends on the U.S.
If you've got spies, if you've got corporate spies working for you, that's your problem. That's not a national issue.
Well, no, yeah, because the economy, it's national. And for, on behalf of the Chinese government, they come in here. I haven't read into it too much. That's just what I remember from...
Hey, if Colonel Sanders needs to keep his recipe secret, that's his responsibility.
But it's also
that's not the taxpayers'
also.
Responsibility.
And no, the companies employed, you know, who companies that employ taxpayers and are run by taxpayers, they expect the government to defend them, right? That's why they pay taxes. And so,
well, they ought to stop that crap because it's
You keep bringing this up. That's not an excuse. That's not an argument. Not everyone has the luxury of just stopping paying taxes, Ian.
No, I meant they need to stop begging for the government to protect them.
Then what's the point of them paying taxes? No, it is the government's responsibility.
It's not.
From foreign nationals working for the Chinese government, yes, it is responsible for the RCMP and the CSIS, that's what the Canadian equivalent of a CIA is called, to protect them. Yes, it is.
No, it's not. They protect the government. That's what they do.
Well, no, they're supposed to protect the Canadian citizens.
Well, they don't.
All right, Chris, please enter.
Yeah, what I would say is there are two different types of way of looking at this. Either you have a government or you don't have a government. If you have a government, then you have assumed responsibility or you place trust in that government to protect you. That's one of the things. And
you've made a huge mistake.
We can debate that at another time. But if we look at how our country was founded, we look at our Constitution, we look at the intent of the Founding Fathers, it was very much about the defending the country against foreign invaders.
Yeah, because
that was
contract.
That was a real thing. And yeah, it was a social contract. That's the one aspect. That is the statist view. That
sure.
is, and it's also what exists in reality today.
Except for the fact that they'd have no obligation to protect you whatsoever.
Exactly.
I mean, that's
they'll be very clear with that.
That's
now,
what
the other side
in reality.
Of that is,
there's what they say. Go ahead, Karen. Sorry.
Yes, I also wanted to point out, and because I hear you guys going back and forth, but I wanted to also point out that, you know, and just as we have laws in our house, I know I do, you know, that most people do, you know, we call, you know, rules, we say rules, but you know, I'm going to use the word or the term laws.
Mm-hmm.
In the same regards to immigration or who comes in or borders, I think that's very important, the same as your own home.
Well, that's because you've been led to believe that you need this security. You have mentioned earlier that security is important, and that's sort of like the obverse side of the coin from freedom. To me, freedom is important, and that means that, you know, if you want to have freedom, there might be a little bit more risk involved, and you might be a little bit less secure, but at the very least, with freedom, you would have the ability to secure your own home. You have that choice, and if you want to live in a fortress, then you should be free to do that. Well, but forcing me to live in your fortress with a bunch of armed guards surrounding me, I'm not okay with it. Thanks for the call, Karen.
Well, that doesn't equate, freedom. I mean, open borders doesn't equate freedom, because you say, oh, well, if you don't want people coming into your house, but if someone breaks into my house, and yeah, even in Castle Doctrine states, if someone breaks into my house, I can't just shoot them and then go on in my day. If someone breaks into my house trying to steal my property, if I shoot them when they're taking my TV out, I will go to jail. I will be arrested by this government. So
at the least, you'll have a lot of paperwork to deal with.
Well, yeah, and you know, they say it's better to be tried by 12
and carried
by 6.
In some states, you will probably go to jail.
And it's still, everyone, you pay a lot of money. So it's a form of anarcho-tyranny. So you're in favor of one, you call it freedom. I think another way is tyranny. If we were to get rid of all of it.
You're going to say freedom to travel is tyranny now?
Well, no. Freedom for people, and this is just a reality, Ian. These, you know, not everyone I know, and it's a shame that there are some good people who could contribute to this society a lot. But
yeah,
people come in. 51% of immigrant households, illegal and illegal, they get some kind of government benefit.
Where do you get those numbers from?
Center of Immigration Studies. It is from the Census Bureau.
How do they study illegal immigrants?
No, they said legal and illegal. So they say, are you an immigrant? And they don't have to say their legal status, so they don't get scared.
Yeah, I question those.
Okay, well, you know what? Hey,
surveys.
That's not an argument. You know, you have to look into it yourself. I looked into it. I am certified in statistics. I went to university. So, So, right now, the burden of proof is on you to look into that, right?
It
exactly is.
You to prove your assertion. Yeah. But, I keep going back to my assertion.
That's where I got it from.
The difference in looking at things from a status view or looking at it from a liberty view. Now, you could say that, yes, you have the ability in a status society to defend yourself in your own home. Well, do you? You can look at a whole bunch of states that over the years have passed all kinds of onerous laws against owning your own gun, for example.
Some states say they force you to retreat from your own home,
right?
Right. Yes.
You have to run first. And how is that freedom? I mean, that's the whole thing.
So, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. If you want to hear more Vincent, check him out on Off the Air Live. He'll be on tonight.
Tonight at 10.
10 p.m. Eastern on LRN.FM. Thanks, Vincent, for sitting in here.
Chris, he's all heated up.
We're going to let him go just as he's getting heated up here.
Oh, I know. It seems like a waste.
Don't mess with Canada.
Well, he probably doesn't want to stay on for 5 straight hours of radio. That's a lot of talking. Our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. We got room for you on the phones if you want to join us. Also, Skype, LRN.FM. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily. No charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines.
Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.